Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So, Carver High, do you think that after what Zion Williamson did tonight, and grant you, I just heard about it because I'm not anywhere near being able to see anything.
Yeah, he lit it up tonight.
Was he perfect from the floor?
Perfect from the floor.
What was he, 13 of 13 from the floor?
13 of 13, I believe he had how many points? 29?
He was 29 points, yeah, 29. Like 14 or 15 rebounds, and he had like 5 steals in the first half.
So let me ask you this question, Carver High. Do you think that because he's back now, that tomorrow, after not playing for a month and having a game of his life, which is what he did tonight, perfect from the floor, that he'll go out and do it again tomorrow and they'll finally beat North Carolina after losing the two games, the one he was injured in and then the rematch they lost as well. Do you think Duke will beat North Carolina tomorrow?
Yeah, I think they go out and they hammer them tomorrow. That's what
hammer?
I think. Hammer them. I think that they've heard too much the last couple weeks about them beating them twice, even though their best player wasn't there. They're going to go out and take it out on them tomorrow night.
Mafia, do you agree with that? Hammer North Carolina. Well, North Carolina is playing great basketball.
I'm not going to say hammer. It's a rivalry game. They both love to try to win this tournament. Obviously, North Carolina knows that Duke's going to be coming for them after they beat them twice this year already, because that's something that's very, very rare, even in their best years. I think Duke's going to win it, though. I think Zion's going to be out there to prove it. I think this kid, as much as we like to take these one-and-dones and just assume that all they care about is the NBA, and that they don't give a damn about the school, this kid really has seen that he's taken Duke to heart and is a Dukie and loves it, even though he's not going to be there.
Oh, yeah?
I think he really, like, cares about
being
North
Carolina. Well,
then
why doesn't he stay for another year?
Because it's too much money.
Well, he'll make the money the year after that.
Just like Le'Veon Bell is going to make the money the year after?
Listen, this kid will make that money no matter –
He almost blew his knee out now.
And
he's not going to risk it again.
He's still going to get the money.
You're going to go get the guaranteed contract before you do that, though.
Well, I know he's going to go do it. But if he loves Duke so much, then why doesn't he stay? Like, really, if you're such a –
because even Coach K wouldn't tell him to stay.
Well, if you're such a Dukie and you love Duke so much, then stay. Stay for another year. What's one more year?
He can't
I think
stay.
He's shown by coming back.
I mean, missed half the season.
Right, but he still came back for this tournament. He didn't have to. He could have sat out and protected himself like everyone told him to.
I never thought he was going to sit out. He's not that much of a wuss. That's so lame. Oh, don't play because you could jeopardize your future. Whatever. You jeopardize your future every time you go out and play. Every time you go out and play, you jeopardize your future. Every time I go out, you never know when you're going to blow.
Every time you go out and play, you pretty much jeopardize your life.
Well, I mean, obviously.
You've banged up so much.
I mean, I've gotten banged up, but you never see me that I don't keep coming. I keep playing. I mean, I play through everything. You see me play with broken feet and still produce. So if you love playing basketball, you play. You don't sit out because a bunch of people are telling you, you know, your future's in jeopardy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.